from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. It's a Thursday, which means it's almost a Friday. It's almost the weekend. We're glad to be with you here. On Sports Daily, it's Jacob Albrecht, Tommy Kester alongside you. Glad to be here. Glad to be rocking and rolling through some rain last couple of nights. We'll always take that. Hoping to, you know, eliminate some of this drought we've been dealing with, certainly. We're ready to roll today. We've got a fun show. We'll talk about that big Royals win last night, of course. They had to have it, and they got it. We'll go through it. Also going to be joined on the program by former Shocker. He's been a college baseball coach, a high school baseball coach. He's a local baseball legend, and he's joining us today to talk about a cool event coming up this weekend. That's Mike Pelfrey. Excited to have Pelf in for the first time in a little while. We'll also have our weekly Thursday visit from our K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald, coming top of the next hour. It's all for you here today. We'll talk about Chiefs camp, which wraps up today as well, and all kinds of long injury list for the Chiefs yesterday. We'll see if there are any takeaways from that. All kinds of good stuff for you, though. We've got the IHOP hotline open for you. It's brought to you by IHOP, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes deal, which runs through September 15th. That number is 869-1240. Jad Chambers is manning that line for us, ready for you. We will have a giveaway for you as well today. All kinds of good stuff. Want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for fueling us right up off the top of the program here. Tommy, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday. Good to see you today. We've got a busy one, a lot on the agenda to get to today, and so looking forward to jumping right in.
It'll be a fun show. We do have a lot, so let's do just get right to it with the Royals. They had to have it yesterday. Absolutely had to have it. We had a very similar situation to what we saw last week against Boston, which was Brady Singer and Seth Lugo in the first two games of the series fall flat. And so Cole Ragans must come to the rescue, and that's exactly what Cole Ragans did. That biggest storyline out of that game, and there were a lot of them, I think, as we look big picture, was Cole Ragans continues to be that dude. And right now, he is that dude for this team. I know the entire body of work, Seth Lugo and Brady Singer, has been good, but those guys, I mean, let's just call it like we see it. You're not 100% confident in those guys like we were a couple months ago, which isn't you know, surprising. Everybody's at their innings threshold, and we worried about this a little bit. Now, long term, we'll see. I assume those guys will be able to bounce back to some degree. But Cole Reagans has been that dude, and they had to have him yesterday, and they got him. He was great. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, only 5 hits allowed. There you go, Tommy. That's your ace right there.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Seth Lugo has got the overall numbers, to be able to back up just the season that he's had overall. But as of late, Lugo hasn't been nearly as reliable as Cole Reagans has. And the thing about Reagans lately is when his back is up against the wall, when the team's backs are up against the wall collectively, Reagans has been the one to come through. You want to put the ball in the hand of Cole Reagans to lead you to a win that you've got to get to close out the series. To me, that tells me that when it comes to a potential playoff push for the Royals, let's say they're in a best of 3 series, best of 5 series, whatever it is in the playoffs, if there's a deciding game, man, you hope that everything lines up for Cole Reagans to get the start of that game.
Game one of a series right now goes to Cole.
Absolutely, 100%. But I'm talking about if you can get it through the rest of the rotation, you would really hope that that deciding game gets back to Cole Reagans.
It's in all of this is as of August 15th. I think we do need to, understand that we are in the unknown with all of these guys because none of them have ever taken on this sort of workload, at least at the major league level. So you've got to look at it that way, and you got to just hope Singer and Lugo bounce back to what they were consistently, right? I mean, it's still in the tank, but you kind of need it there consistently because this team's going to need it. They've got the, and it's more than, and this is why this is all okay to me. There was a point in this season, Tommy, where it was like all starting pitching and nothing else, it felt like. Well, now that's not nearly the same story. A, they have the most productive middle of the lineup in Major League Baseball. Like, in reality, there is not a better combination, I don't believe, than what Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino have done this year with runners in scoring position. That is their bread and butter. That's fantastic. Their lineup is about 1,000 times better than it was early in the year. And a credit to the Royals, management, everybody else for sticking with it, because a lot of that has to do with the players. They make a lot of changes there. And those guys are just doing what they brought them in to do. The bullpen, I would say the bullpen is better. Is it perfect? No. But that brings us to probably the second most important thing that happened yesterday. Urcik, another multi-inning save. I mean, they're not labor-intensive innings. He is navigating them as a closer should navigate them. And I think he clearly is now this team's closer. What's interesting is the multi-inning usage and how they manage that out. Harvey is on the shelf, and they want him back. But Will Smith, I think that little bit of trust you were willing to get there, I think is already gone. Long got into some trouble right away last night. I think it's still Bubich and Urcik in a perfect case. I think those are the guys that just look the best. And Harvey would be the other one when he comes back. But Urcik's ability to do that late in the game. And the good news is they have a day off today. So you can do it right out of the gates again. Like, if he can become that sort of Swiss Army knife for them, that's a weapon they have not had all year long. And he has been... to me, of all the additions they made at the deadline, and DeYoung's been good, and we'll see on Lorenzen, Urcik appears to be the guy who's going to have the biggest impact on this team.
Well, because I think that at this point now, it's a trust factor for sure that Quatrero has, but it's also that trust has gotten to a point with Lucas Urcik where it's almost automatic, and he's almost, I think, at the point now, and probably has solidified this, and I don't know if Matt Quatrero has spoken on this particular subject to this extent, but it's almost automatic. When the game is late and it's a save situation, Urcik's going to get the call. And it doesn't matter if it's 3 outs he's got to get, 4 outs, 5 outs, maybe 6 outs. We've seen him, pitch more than one inning. He did it yesterday, 1 1/3. But I don't think that it would be out of the question, depending on his usage and pitch count that he's had in previous games, for the Royals to call on him if needed in the eighth inning, early, to pitch a 2 full inning save. I think that could definitely be on the table. That's not ideal. You'd like to have somebody, whether it's Chris Bubich, or if, you know, you can give Will Smith the eighth if you trust him. I know Sam Long got the eighth inning yesterday. Wasn't fantastic. But until Hunter Harvey comes back, and even then, I'm not sure that that's an automatic, understanding that he gets the eighth inning. I do think that you've got to be able to lean on Urcic potentially for more than just the ninth inning. He did that yesterday. It worked out well. Of course, they had a decent cushion. They had a 3-run cushion, so that helped out, you know, to an extent for the Royals. But that is something, to your point, that the Royals have not had. They've not had, you know, an automatic person that you put in. I know they went to MacArthur consistently earlier in the season, and that might have been an automatic decision for Quatrero for a time, but I'm not sure that anybody felt 100% confident and comfortable with MacArthur in that role, even when MacArthur was pitching at his best, because you knew he was going to put runners on base. So I think that that's definitely a positive development for the Royals when you can have that person and you just know that they're penciled into that role late in the game and that he can come in and shut it down. There's maybe been one I can think of off the top of my head outing that Lucas Urcic has had that hasn't been shut down. And even then it wasn't like it was a bad outing. It was just, he had a little bit of traffic. I can't think of one base runner.
He's been lights out. And that's not reasonable to expect that out of him either all year. That's never been what he is. But when you just look at all of it, you look at the stuff, right? The stuff, his stuff is better than everybody's and he has control of it. What I like about Urcic is his demeanor and his attitude. That dude does not give a flip about what's going on around him. Like, and you hear it in some of the things he says, like he just has a job to do. He's glad to be able to do it. And he gets after it. He is clearly, to me, the most equipped to be this team's closer. And will be, I would think, now moving forward. The other thing, and Ken asked this question about Bobby Witt Jr. getting picked off frequently. It's the only flaw in his game right now. He's got to figure out how to be a little more. You don't want him to be conservative on the base paths, but it's going to just take experience. Right now, pitchers know how to attack him when he's out there, and he's got to figure that part of his game out. And, you know, I assume that he will. But if that's the one flaw of a player, you're in pretty good shape. It's frustrating. Usually it's happening at a part of a game, though, where it's not like there have been a couple of times where it's been catastrophic. It was not the case last night. The other thing about Bobby Witt Jr. we get talked about is that home run, Tommy. Are you kidding me? I don't know that there's anybody else that can hit that pitch out to dead center field like that. I mean, that was insane.
It was incredible. Yeah, it was incredible.
98 that high? It was a terrible pitch. It was a terrible. You'd never swing at that pitch. I mean, it's a pop out 100% of the time, unless you're Bobby Witt Jr. And then that pop out turns into a home run. Wild, wild. If you did not see that home run yesterday, if you're listening to the game here on KFH, if you're out and about just kind of checking the box scores, go find it. It is absurd, that home run. Bobby Witt Jr. continues to rake. So they get the win. It's not all roses. They lost the series to Minnesota, Tommy. But man, could you imagine what we'd feel like today if they didn't get that win yesterday?
It'd be really deflating going into this weekend.
The damage is minimal here. You lose a game to the Twins in the standings. And that's the thing we talk about all the time with these head-to-head series. You just have to make sure you're not swept in the head-to-head series. Now, four-game series are a little bit different, but in these three-game series, when you're on the road, they, for whatever reason, suck in Minnesota. I don't know what it is, but you survived it, and that's okay. That's fine. Tommy, you weren't here yesterday. I think it was Rick or Ken or one of our great, you know, video stream watchers that always comments with us, brought up the fact that the Royals would be a game under 500. And this was before yesterday. So I suppose they'd be a 500 team right now, not playing the White Sox. And I'm like, so what? The Twins would have 12 fewer losses if you took away the White Sox. Every team in baseball has beat up on the White Sox, right? It's what you do. And this we have talked about before. That is why when you look at things like that over the course of a season, that's the difference in a playoff team and a non-playoff team. There aren't ever very many teams in baseball that are much better than 500 against good teams, essentially. So when you get opportunities to go play bad teams, you have to take advantage of it. And when you get to series against the Twins or the Guardians or, you know, Houston, you have to just sort of split those games. right? That's the goal. You got to split those out and win a ton of the rest. The next six games for the Royals. Now, Cincinnati's not bad, right? Cincinnati's got a pretty good run differential. They're only a game under 500, and it's on the road. I still feel like it's a series you got to win. And then you get the Angels, which they're bad. Like, they're definitively bad. They're 17 games under 500. So to that point, when you're watching it, like, you have to, if you're the Royals, okay, you survived Minnesota. Now you get a day off, and then you go get six games against teams that are currently not 500 or better. You've got to go take, you know, four of those games, right? Like, that's how you get to the playoffs. If we sat here and said, oh, they've got six more games against the Guardians, they got to win five. No. You'd like to split those games, right? That's not reality. Reality for almost every team in baseball is that you try to, you know, it's kind of like the old, you try to be 500 on the road and really good at home, right? It works the same way. You kind of try to be 500 against really good teams. They've been
really good at home and not as great on the road.
And then you beat up on the bad teams, which is what they've done. And that's totally fine. That gets you to the playoffs. That's how you get to the postseason. So survival. They survived a series in a place that they have been so snake bitten with their backs absolutely against the wall for the second time now in about 10 days. Same thing as Boston. Man, Cole Reagan stepped up big, and that is such a positive development for them.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that whole stat about the White Sox and, you know, if the Royals hadn't played them, they'd be 500 this year. That's the number one reason why the American League Central has three teams in playoff contention right now, because those three teams played the White Sox and beat up on them: Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City. When you've got a team that is that bad in one division, then that's, you know, a large benefactor of that. If they can win those games against the team that is not good at all, would be the better teams in that division. And I think that going into the season, of course, everybody expected the White Sox to be bad, not this bad, but bad. And I think that a lot of people expected the Guardians to be good and maybe not this good. I do think that it would be maybe a foregone conclusion that going into the season, you look at the divisional lineup and you're like, okay, yeah, Cleveland will probably beat up on Chicago, and then maybe Minnesota will. But I don't think that, I mean, actually, I know, like, nobody really expected Kansas City to be in this position and beat the White Sox at the rate that they've been beating them. So even though, yeah, they might be 500 if they hadn't played the White Sox this year, I don't think it was expected going into the year that Kansas City would have this kind of success, even against a team as bad as the White Sox. So you do take that as a positive. You don't just say, well, you know, if you wipe that off the books, then they'd be at 500. Well, no, like, I don't think that anybody expected them to win like this, even against a team as bad as Chicago. So I can guarantee you that the Royals of a year ago wouldn't have beat Chicago at the clip that they've beat them this year. So I do think that that is something to hang your hat on. I don't think you discount that and throw it in the trash just because of how bad the White Sox have been. As far as the lineup is concerned, yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., of course, is going to lead the way. But of course, I mean, yesterday, yeah, that home run he hit was great. But the Paul DeJong home run was crucial for Kansas City. And again, you want to talk about acquisitions at the trade deadline. Paul DeJong coming in, and, you know, of course, Michael Massey didn't play in the game yesterday. Adam Frazier played second, and, you know, Paul DeJong played third. That was really important because when you have Massey not in the lineup, you're losing pop in from a bat in the lineup. And DeJong coming in, being able to sort of fill that role, that was crucial in the game yesterday. They had to have that. They had to have him in the lineup yesterday.
Day off. Breathe, Royals fans. Here we go. It gets you a chance to reset the bullpen, and they're not going to skip starts. I don't think they should. I think that'd be the wrong thing to do. I think this series, if it tells you nothing else, it's that the starters need all the rest they can get. What I wonder too, Tommy, is at any point, do you call up Alec Marsh and occasionally go to a six-man rotation? It's tricky. And I don't know, I don't have a strong, like, lean one way or the other on this. But it's an option, right? The problem is you're in the middle of a deadlocked playoff chase. But we can't continue to see Singer and Lugo not be what they once were either. So let's think about that as we move forward in the last month and a half of the season too. At any point, do you utilize Marsh and get extra rest? They're going to get extra rest with a day off because they're not going to skip starts. I cannot imagine they will do that unless it's the very end of the season and they have absolute, like, literal must-win games. At any point, do you call up Marsh and do you push it and give them 2 days extra rest? I think you got to start thinking about that if you're Quartararo and J.J. Piccolo.
I don't know if I would go to a six-man rotation at this point, but I'm not opposed to calling up Alec Marsh.
Not consistently.
I'm okay, but I don't think you go to even occasionally a six-man rotation. I think that you bring up – I'm okay with having Alec Marsh as a spot starter to take the place of somebody if they look fatigued. You know, if you're at a point where, man, like Seth Lugo has had two not great starts back-to-back – and is he looking tired? Does he need a little bit more rest? Does he need to skip a start in the roll through the rotation? And I'm just throwing that as a hypothetical. If you've got Alec Marsh in your back pocket, that if needed, if necessary, you can throw him out there. But then he can also be a long reliever kind of guy if you get into a situation where maybe things don't turn out well in the first couple of innings and you need somebody to eat up three or four or five innings in the middle of a game. Marsh is there to be that guy and to do that for you. So I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with having him as an additional weapon on that pitching staff. But I'm not sure at this point, even occasionally, I'm okay with a six-man rotation.
I don't have a good answer on it. I don't even have an opinion. I could easily make the case for both. I could make the case for, hey, you've got an opportunity here. Let's push him back 2 days. Or one turn through the rotation, let's make it a six-man rotation. Or just not, and letting those guys work through it. The problem we don't have and the access we don't have is to the guys and what they would tell you
and
what they
think. I think you use them more on a, not emergency basis, but more of like a last minute, hey, man, Brady Singer looks exhausted. You know, right. Marsh, you want to get the ball? And Brady, we'll come back to you the next time through the rotation. That's how I would do it. I would keep the five-man rotation, just skip the start. And again, every once in a while, if necessary,
I think not anything that's prescribed or scheduled. I think I'm thinking the same thing. You know, you just use him as a sixth starter to extend rest for starters. Waka and Reagans don't necessarily need that. It doesn't appear right now. So, you know, but you also want to protect them from getting to that point to some degree, but you're right in the middle of a playoff chase, right? It's not like they have this cushion and the affordability to be able to do that. So the good news is they get a day off. That builds in an extra natural day of rest that doesn't cost you anything. They'll be back in action tomorrow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Mike Pelfrey coming on the show here a little bit in this hour, a little bit later. We'll talk about a cool fundraiser coming up. We got all kinds of good stuff coming for you here on Sports Daily today. Tim Fitzgerald joins us. Let's set up our first giveaway here, our giveaway for the day, I should say, and it's HTO. If you want to win some free iced tea, more than 20 flavors, if you want to win some free rain coffee from HTO, any of the Wichita Metro locations, either Wichita location or in Derby, all you have to do right now is text the keyword tea to the short code 20357. 20357. You can enter once a day. Message and data rates apply. Don't forget tomorrow, BOGO, buy one, get one on tees to celebrate back to school at HTO. We'll be right back. Mike Pelfrey joins us and more on Sports Daily. I'll Brock and Caster. Don't go away. All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. Let's go right to Mike Pelfrey. Well, if you're watching our video stream right now, it's pretty easy to tell where we find Mike Pelfrey on this Thursday morning. How you hitting him today, Pel?
I'm actually hitting him pretty straight. So I know that I haven't played in a couple weeks, and I know we have that golf outing on Saturday. So I figured I should probably go out and play a little bit. So I don't embarrass myself too bad.
God, that's a great idea. Like, I have this fear that I get landed with some serious golfers. I'm just like, God, hang on a minute here. Charity. This is all for charity. Let's talk about this, Pelf. So you're being called a local baseball legend, which of course is true. We won't embarrass you, make you call yourself that or anything. But this is a cool event because it's not just you. It's a lot of guys. It's a lot of former Shockers. There's a big Shocker flair involved in bringing together some of the great Shockers. You know, Gene Stevenson's going to be there. Some of you guys that were players for him to come together to do, Tommy told me about this, if you've seen that event they do in Kansas City with the comedians, that kind of softball game, it's got that feel to it. But you guys have to just look forward to that, just kind of getting the gang all back together.
No, I think it's awesome. Obviously, like you said, there's a lot of Shockers that they're former Shockers that are going to be there. A lot of good friends that'll be there, and it'll be obviously great to see them. But it's great to get together, obviously, for a really good cause, and be able to help support that, and be able to help them out as well.
Let's talk about that cause a little bit, Pelf. Shepherd's Way, helping out folks in the Wichita area with developmental disabilities and giving them opportunities to thrive and do great things in this community. So what does it mean to you to be affiliated with this organization, to be a part of this weekend where the attention, the proceeds, all of that go to help this great organization, Shepherd's Way?
Oh, well, I think when they asked me, I think it was a no-brainer on my side of it, you know. And I think we all deserve an opportunity to live a purpose-driven life and to have an opportunity. And, you know, obviously anytime you have a chance to be able to help out or to give back or do any of that stuff, I think that's the stuff that you obviously have to take advantage of. And anybody in life, you know, I'm a pretty giving person. I think anybody in life that you can help better a life or do that, whether, you know, they have a disability or whether they don't. I think you try to take advantage of those opportunities and do as much as you can to help, obviously, humanity.
Mike, it's not just that either. People can come and hang out, and there's a lot of meet and greets. There's a lot of events on this that, you know, get a chance to see a guy like Tim Tebow, which I would be curious for your perspective. You've got not just one of the great college football players of all time, but one of the great, you know, leaders and motivators in all of sports we've ever seen. You've coached, you've played it, you've coached it. What do you think of when you see things like that? What kind of skill is that, and how rare is it to see people who've been able to do something like that?
Well, obviously he was the best of best, and as you talked about, one of the greatest college football players of all time. And I know he took the Broncos to the playoffs or whatever in the NFL, and obviously played at the highest level. And you know, I think people sometimes don't fully understand how hard it is to be able to do it at that level. You know, and people think, oh, you're blessed to be able to play a game. Well, yeah, it is a game, but it's a job as well. You know, and you have to go out there and perform, and it's when you're going against the best of the best, I mean, it's hard, and it's a grind, and it's tough. And obviously he did it, and I'm looking forward to as well, because I know he's a great motivator. I know he's a great talker, and I'm looking forward to be able to watch him talk on, you know, Friday night as well. And then on the softball game, heck, he went and signed with the Mets for a little bit and played outfield and did that. So I'm just hoping that he doesn't embarrass me too bad that we're playing softball. So yeah. I know he's probably he's a little younger than me, and he's in a little better shape than me.
I was going to ask you to assess his baseball game, because, you know, of course he made that shift, and I, you know, you of course have coached, so I don't know if you really got to watch much of Tim Tebow playing baseball, but he was able to make it at least in the minors.
Yeah, and I think he made it to Double A, and obviously that he has strength, right? Which is a huge tool that he has and power. Obviously it's hard to just take some time off and jump in, and especially at that level, and go in there and compete against those guys. And you know, he obviously did that and was obviously successful, so pretty cool. But yes, he's strength is it's probably his biggest tool, which applies well when you make contact with the baseball.
Mike, what do you think? Tommy's going to get us the details on how people can get involved with this event. What is your take on the Shocker baseball program right now? Something you've obviously been very close to in multiple capacities, and I know you've been a supporter of any effort to get the program back on track. Do you feel like it is? And what is the big next step, I guess, for the new regime there?
Well, you know, I think that obviously the next step is to make a regional. But, you know, for those guys in their first year to assess them to come in and have four or five guys on the roster, have to create a roster in June, and then they end up being one run away from making a regional. I mean, that's incredible. And that was exciting. And I know that I was sitting there watching it on my phone at my son's baseball tournament, and I've given everybody updates, and I was pumped when they came back and took the lead there late. And then obviously they get that two out walk off home run, and you know, which is a killer. But what an incredible first year. And really, I think outside of, which they'd probably tell you too, outside of 1 month, I think it was April, which wasn't very good. They had a heck of a year, really heck of a year. Great first year for the coaching staff. And I look for obviously continued success, but obviously, they would tell you too that, you know, I think their goal too is to obviously end up being back to Omaha and getting Wichita State back to Omaha. And, but like I said, they're really good dudes, really passionate. They're all baseball dudes. They all enjoy, being at Wichita State, which is fun to see, fun to be a part of.
It's been fun to watch your coaching journey and what that's looked like for you over the last several years, of course, you know, with Cape and Mount Carmel and at the high school ranks and all of that. What's that been like for you working with those kids, you know, going from a pitching coach at the college level, D1 level, to getting, you know, probably some players, I would imagine, ready for that college baseball level?
Yeah, obviously there's a little bit of talent difference and all that stuff at the high school level. A lot more teaching is involved. I think a lot more hands-on is involved. But I loved every bit of it, and I'm extremely thankful to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To have the opportunity to be able to coach at Cape, and a bunch of really, really good kids that are very, very respectful and listen and want to get better, and just kind of looking for guidance, which is cool. And you know, I think too that you can, you know, have a bigger impact on a 14, 15, you know, 18 year, up to 18 year old kid versus, you know, a 19 to 22 year old kid, you know, which is awesome. So I extremely enjoyed my first year. I think we ended up falling a little short of what we probably should have done. But you know, we'll come back ready to go this year. And then, you know, the other side of it too, which is a huge thing of why I took it. My son started school there yesterday, so he's a freshman.
Whoa. All right.
So I will get to I'll get the opportunity to coach him this year, which I'm extremely extremely excited about as well.
That's incredible. I did not know that. We full disclosure, Mike and I have daughters of the same age who've been on like a volleyball team together. Is high school baseball going better than what would that have been? Third grade volleyball? for you? I think you had to step in one time.
Yes, it is. It's a little more enjoyable too than herding cats.
I could describe the scene. You know, like most of the time with third grade girls, you have like the coaching at like, you know, the youth organizations and stuff. It's very sweet and calm, and then Belf had to step in like on a substitute basis one time, and it's like, get on the lot. You know, it's very aggressive. It was awesome. I loved it. It was fantastic. Belf, one more time for people that want to come see any of this. It's a great cause, right? And you guys will all be there in full force to say hi. This is a big opportunity for baseball fans to just come hang.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an opportunity for baseball fans to come out and meet some former Shockers, get to meet Tim Tebow, get to meet some other people, and come out for a great cause, be able to help some people with some developmental disabilities and stuff like that, and help them have a purpose-driven life, you know, and be able to make an impact in their life and be able to help them out. So, like I said, it's a great cause and a good opportunity, and it's a good excuse to get off the couch and to come out and help out in the community and be able to help improve people's lives.
All right, Belf, no three putts today.
It's too late for that. But I'll try. Jacob and Tommy, I appreciate your guys' time.
Thanks, man.
Have a good day.
He'll be one of many local baseball legends out there. And Tommy, there is, and you've got the details on this.
People
can still very much get involved in this.
Yeah, it's called the All Ball Weekend, and it kicks off tomorrow and into Saturday. I think what is so incredible about what's happening this weekend is that, you know, there are so many fantastic organizations and events that go on to raise money for those organizations in this area. This is multiple events over a couple of days span. It's not just a one-time, you know, hey, couple hour thing and then you're done. I mean, it extends over the course of 2 days worth of activities that folks can be a part of. Of course, Tim Tebow at the Crown Uptown tomorrow night, he'll speak, and then there'll be a Q&A session with a lot of those local legends, as they're calling them, including Mike Pelfrey and Gene Stevenson and others. And then on Saturday, the other opportunity for the public to come out and enjoy some time is at Riverfront Stadium in the afternoon at 4:00. Is when the celebrity local legend softball game with some of those people that are part of the Shepherd's Way organization that have those developmental disabilities, that will take place at Riverfront Stadium before the WinSurge game. There is a WinSurge game after the softball game, so of course folks are encouraged to stick around for that and make it a fun afternoon and evening at the ballpark. You and I are going to be at, I think, all the events, or most of them at least.
I think so.
But the softball game, just to clarify, they're not letting you and I play. We don't get to play in the softball game, which is probably for the best. But
I'll tell you, Tommy, there can only be one reason for that. They're scared. So they don't want
to drive the overall batting average down.
They don't want us to embarrass the legends. I get it. I totally get it. You know, you don't want us to get out there and show everybody up.
But we get to host it. We get to host and MC.
Yeah, we'll have fun.
The softball
we'll be
game.
Out there. Yeah. We'll be out there giving everybody a hard time. And making it hopefully a fun event for everybody. So we'll be at all this stuff too. So, you know, if you want to get involved and just say hey to us and chop it up a little bit, we'll be out there to do that.
That website, the website, by the way, is all-ballweekend.org. That's the website to go to find out all the information about all the events this weekend, including the Tim Tebow event tomorrow night at the Crown Uptown, all-ballweekend.org. It all goes to benefit the great organization Shepherd's Way here in Wichita.
Get it out there. We'll get that info out there to you as well. I know Tommy's been putting that out on the socials, so we'll try to get that for you as well. Come say hey. Support it. Great organization. We're going to have some fun. Do it. Thanks, Mike Pelfrey, for hopping on from the golf course. Love the ability that we have now to bring that kind of stuff to you on the video streams, which, by the way, 12 News Connected. You can watch us every day. If you're listening now and you got to get out of the car, you can listen to us on the audio on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us, 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube X. It's all available for you. It's Albrecht and Castor. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side of this break.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster alongside you on this Thursday. Glad to be here with you. Don't forget, you've got a giveaway going for HTO right now. Text the keyword tea to 20357. Win some free tea and coffee. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Proud supporters of this program, and we are proud supporters of that club. Tommy and I, both members out there. We almost got all our kids back in school, and I am going to play a little golf. Get out there and see if I can't. My goal is to, you know, break 90. I don't know that that's going to happen this year. That would be a stretch. I'm pretty consistently in the mid-90s right now, but, you know, my scoring, we don't give anything more than a double bogey. So a total blow-up hole doesn't really get a true evaluation from you. That's what I do. But you got 36 holes to try to get it right out there at Crestview. And they are looking good, and I'm sure they're going to look even better after this little bit of rain we've been finally getting. But you can check that out. The pool will be open just a little bit longer, but a great restaurant, great clubhouse, great bar. My wife uses the tennis facilities all the time. So if you're into any of that, give Crestview a call. They got all kinds of different memberships that you can do as well, even if you don't like golf. So we appreciate their support, and give them a call. Tell them we sent you over there. Let's check in on Chiefs camp here. Chiefs camp ends today. And yesterday, on the second to last day, there was a long injury list, and it's pretty hard to keep up with injuries at camp. But the one that that certainly takes our attention is Juwan Taylor, who had to be carted off the practice field. And that's certainly not good. Adam Schefter reported later in the day that the Chiefs were, quote, not overly concerned at this time. But you kind of have to be overly concerned, only in the sense that you're already down Wanya Morris, who's trying to get back. Now Juwan Taylor's nicked up. You know, we've seen the Hollywood Brown injury. The one thing that can derail what has felt so good on the field this offseason are injuries, right? Injuries can derail everything. And so now you're already down two offensive linemen. You know Joe Tooney's coming back from injury. So that's three nicked up, we'll call it, offensive linemen. You just got to be careful here. And if your offensive line is banged up like that, Tommy, I think you have to start wondering about Patrick Mahomes the rest of the preseason, the starters the rest of the preseason. I know Andy Reid likes to play those guys, and I've never had a problem with that. But if you're down offensive linemen, your risk seems like it'll go up. But you do want Kingsley Suamataya to get reps, right? And you do want the group of starters to get as many reps together as one unit as you can. So it'll be interesting. They'll have a few decisions to make before this weekend's preseason game, which we'll get more into tomorrow. But the depth on the line's already being tested, and it goes back to the point we've been making for a long time as we've been trying to determine, like, who wins left tackle, who does XYZ. It's almost like attrition here. It's going to be Suamataya at this point, but you got to get Wanya Morris back because he's going to become your swing lineman. Lucas Niang's still there, who can do some of the same things. So it's not panic time yet, but it does go to show you how you need about seven or eight linemen to be good throughout the course of a year.
Yeah, it does. And I think that also it lends a little bit of credibility to the thought that it might be good for the Chiefs if it does look like Juwan Taylor will miss a period of time and maybe miss some regular season games. I don't know if he will or not, but if that looks like the scenario, I wouldn't be opposed to them going and trying to pick up a free agent, you know, veteran offensive tackle just to have, because they're not going to be expensive. There are a handful of them that are still out there. Donovan Smith is still out there. He does not have a team yet. He is still a free agent. There are others. You know, David Bakhtiari is out there. You know, he's had quite a few injuries over the course of his career, but you could potentially grab him for not a lot of money and, you know, stash him away for depth. There are a handful of veteran offensive tackles that are free agents right now. Whether or not they are impact players, I mean, probably not. There's a reason why they're all still on the sidewalk waiting to be picked up. But I do think that if it does look like you're looking at a situation where depth will be a concern at offensive tackle or offensive line in general, I wouldn't be opposed to at least kicking the tires on a couple of these guys, at least with Donovan Smith. And
yeah,
I don't know how much Donovan Smith has played on the right side of the line, but at the very least, if Wanya Morris is going to miss some time, which again, I don't know if he will or not, I don't think it's bad to have somebody like that as a security blanket on the roster.
No, I mean, look, there are reasons, I suppose, that he's not there now, right? Like, there are reasons that he wouldn't be there now already. But it's I don't know. It's not time to panic, but it is time to look at it realistically and wonder about depth. Hopefully Juwan Taylor's fine. Hopefully Wanya Morris is just there being safe and he'll be ready for the regular season. I think there's very much a chance that they are fully healthy on the line at the start of the season. And at that point, you'd feel good about it, right? Because you have Morris / Niang both to really fill in just about anywhere. And so that makes you feel better. It's just, we're kind of seeing it. And we saw the same thing with the wide receivers. Yeah, we love the group and everything. And then all of a sudden Brown goes down and you're like, well, is that enough? And I just, you know, those are the kinds of things. And it's happening for not just the Chiefs. There's a lot of teams dealing with the dog days of training camp, which ends today for the Chiefs. We'll have more on the game this weekend, tomorrow, and maybe some insight on if this changes any of the playing plans for them as well. We'll come back. Hour number two starts with Tim Fitzgerald on Sports Daily. We'll talk a little K-State sports next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.